Hello, Jim Distortion here, doing a daily short in a different way. Because it's raining, I'm in my van, and I've got a bit of a beer in my bonnet. Music, lyrics. You can't mess with songs that have been written if you don't like their subject matter. You can't change something or a sentiment written in a song because it offends you. Art is subjective. Art is supposed to be shocking sometimes. It's supposed to go against the grain. It's not supposed to be nice. It's not supposed to be safe. It's supposed to be something that gives you an edgy feeling, a feeling of... Well, it depends what the song is, doesn't it? But punk, I mean, are all of these people who wanting to change the word faggot out of the New York song by the Pogues and Kirsty MacColl, are they all doing that because they don't like that word? And it's a derogative word in their world. Well, yeah, it is, but it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be angry. It's a song full of anger and angst and hatred. Yeah, and moving on. It's not about safety. It's not about you sitting at home thinking, oh, well, it's a beautiful song, but it's ruined by that one word. Understand something. When you have the ability to write songs like Shane McGowan, however messed up you are in your life, because believe me, he is, you need to understand that maybe those lyrics come from experience, come from a world that you don't know and you don't live in your safe little boxes, in your warm comfort zones. Some of us, yeah, and I can be included in this because I was a musician too. I suppose I still am. You don't ever lose it, right? You don't live in comfort. You don't live in warm, sheltered places. You live often in fear, in darkness, and all in a place where none of you other people, you know, who aren't part of that would understand. Writing music isn't just, oh, I'm going to write a fluff song and I'm going to make £1 million. Well, some of it is, I suppose, if you're Bon Jovi. But, you know, if you're an artist or if you're somebody who has a message, who wants to say something, who wants to do something with their lives, you fight against what you don't believe in. You don't play it safe. You know, the whole point of the punk movement, which incidentally I find a bit insipid and I'm bored of it, right? As anyone would tell you, I've never supported the punk scene because basically I don't see the point of having musicians that can't play instruments. But what I do understand is the anger and angst of that time shining through in music and the art and anything else that wanted to, you know, portray a feeling. If you're angry, how do you think a songwriter's going to react to anger in their own soul? They're going to write about it. Hatred. Yeah, panic, anxiety, love, you know, all of these things, they're going to write about it. They're going to write songs that don't necessarily fit into your postbox of normality. I understand you don't have to go around offending people, but until yesterday, that song was celebrated as one of the best Christmas songs ever. And now a minority is saying you need to change a word. Changing a word. Do you understand what that means? Changing a word. That's censorship. Now, I doubt if most of the gay community would be offended by that song. Now, I don't know that, and I don't know facts and figures. They won't like the word, but it's a word. It doesn't damage you. It doesn't derive you. It doesn't make you something you're not. What it does do is portray a feeling, and that feeling is anger. That feeling is... betrayal, is hurt. It's not something you can change. And you censor one word in a song, what's to stop the government or some powerful people or legislation saying you can't say what you want to say? Oh, wait, that's already happened. Because now if you insult someone, it's a hate crime. Now, I am not an advocate for racism or hatred, in fact. But... if you're going to troll someone on the internet, yeah, and you're going to, you know, ruin their lives, you know, people have committed suicide about that. Do you know that? Do you care? You're sitting there, your keyboard worrying, yeah, and you're making out that you're better than everybody else, but coming from a position of power or something. I don't know what you're doing. Basically, you're a bit deluded, right? But censorship, where does that start and where does that end? If I say to all of you, you're all a bunch of fucking this and arsing that, right? Yeah, you're going to be annoyed with me, yeah? But it invokes a reaction. I don't know. It's a difficult mire to get into. Censorship cannot be part of art. Now, being art, I mean literature, music, painting, sculpture, all of art. Anything that's created for the point of portraying a view is art. Can you change that once it's been made? Do you want to? Do you want to be told how to think? Is that what you want? Because let me tell you, you change that one word in that one song, you make it okay for people to change your perception of a situation and your view of your own life. That's what you're letting happen. So for all these people who want to be in a safe bubble and not be affected by the world, turn off your social media, turn off your world, turn off anything that offends you, but don't stand there and tell me that you have to change art, because censorship doesn't work. It's not a place we're going to. It is a place we're going to. We're all heading towards it. But everyone's trying so hard not to offend everyone else, they're actually forgetting what the point of life is. Life is conflict. Life is immersion in feeling. Life is difficult. It's hard. It's painful. But it's also glorious, wonderful, something to be celebrated, because I have the freedom to say what I want to say. I have the freedom to sit in my van in the rain and rant about censorship to you. Now, if I didn't have that freedom, the world would not be a good place, would it? Think about the repercussions of your actions. You censor one word, you then censor the whole of the art world. And then your life will become linear, and you might as well paint everything magnolia and live in a magnolia world of boredom. Jim Distortion doing a daily short on a video in my van in the rain. Talk to you soon.
You can find us on Instagram at Distortions Got Issues, and also on Twitter, Distortions Got. And also Facebook is just Distortions Got Issues. Hit us up on social media. Join in.